This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. When you first hear the music of De France, you would be excused for thinking you're hearing long-lost rock from the late 1960s or early 70s. Bandleader Drew De France says that's intentional. Ahead of the Little Rock Quartet's show at Jazz Up Front Tuesday night, De France tells WGLT's John Norton where that old-school rock love comes from.
Well, that's some of my favorite music and time in music was that late mid-70s and just all throughout the 70s, rock and roll. And because mainly those were British and American bands, and, you know, and it was really crazy how much music came out in that time frame from the genre of rock and roll, which gets, you know, confused with all these other genres today. But I'm a firm believer that rock and roll is a sound and a genre to itself.
To me, it sounds kind of like an old classic rock band, like maybe Bad Company or Mott the Hoople or something.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Appreciate that, John.
How did you come to want to play this as a band full time?
Oh, wow. I've been playing stuff like that since I was 14 years old in bars and in venues and festivals all over the country. So it's just always been like kind of a heart and soul thing, something that's just always been a passion for me. I've always loved blues rock and blues, and like I said, all the influences that built up to the 70s rock realm that was so great. And I've always been a big fan of Tom Petty and his motto of don't bore us, get to the chorus. And I think that, you know, I grew up on classic rock radio, and my parents had a wonderful record collection, and it really influenced me to, you know, love that style of music and furthered that connection.
Well, Drew, you guys are pretty open about how you have lingered in a record deal for 4 years that never really happened, and how being on the road a lot has taken a toll on the band. What have you come to terms with as far as how much you need to do on your own as a band, and how much maybe you're not going to be able to rely on others to help you get to where you want to be?
You know, it's not the musician's role to be an educated business person. It's the musician's role to be a creative person. And all these other business people are making money off of that creativity and songwriting. And it's the industry has really fallen in on itself. And it's not really the industry that it was that I grew up loving listening to on those records. You know, Capitol Records and Atlantic Records used to go, I'm going to take this artist like Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin, who haven't had much success with these other labels, but they're amazing talents. And I know in 4 records, they're going to give me an amazing record that's going to stand the test of time. It's going to be so creative and just so mind-blowing that we're going to take a chance on it, and I don't care if I don't make my money back.
You know, you're right, because unless record labels are trying to piece together boy bands or girl bands or something like that, they pretty much want the bands, you know, if you can sell out 2,000-3,000 people without any kind of record label help, imagine what we can do. We can really blow you up. How do you guys look at it?
The artists have to really look at themselves as a small business or a startup and approach it from, like, how can I make my business and my reach and my brand more recognized without, you know, the highest overhead that we can, to where it makes everybody go, man, this isn't fun anymore. And that's why we started this, was because it's fun.
The music is De France. Drew De France, the leader of the band, is our guest here on WGLT. You obviously are playing on your own. You've been all over the country, all over.
Yeah, and we have gone international a few times, and we're about to go out that way again. We just booked some dates in Switzerland and UK. We're going to announce those all real soon.
Okay, but you've also opened for some pretty big names in the music business, from Foghat to ZZ Top to Bon Jovi, just to name a couple of them. How are you guys interacting with these big names at all? Are they interacting with you, or do you get a chance to go, hey, you know, give me a little advice here, a little advice there?
Yeah, Bon Jovi was really great to us, and we would love to do another show with those guys. It used to be when a band come to town and they already had a huge following, they would pick up the band that, you know, was doing well in town and have them open. And it used to be way more common of an experience, and it's just become less and less and less. And I really applaud those guys for having us do that on their arena tour. Like, that was really cool that they did that in different cities all over the world. They really gave a lot of artists exposure that they could have never paid for or never had otherwise.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to throw a little bit of a review from that Bon Jovi show in here. And they said, opening for Bon Jovi was Little Rock Band De France. The five-member group performed a 20-minute set of guitar-hearty good time rock, with some members tossing their long locks around like Bon Jovi once did back in the day.
I don't know if that caused any envy. You know, we're not going to have our hair when we're older, I'm sure. So.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Are you worried you won't be able to throw those locks really back someday, you know?
I mean, they all look really good for their age. I mean, those guys, they got trainers and stuff. And, you know, I mean, they're traveling the world like a rock and roll band should, you know. And I tell you, though, besides them, the nicest person I've ever been able to support and open. And then Corey Glover from Living Color, he was the nicest person I've ever met. And I would love to do a tour or a run with him at any time. And I think we will again in the future.
This is WGLT Sound Ideas. The music is from De France. Drew De France, the leader of the band, is our guest. I can't remember if I asked you this off the air or on the air when you qualified something you're about to say by not wanting to get political. You're one of the few artists that I've talked with in a while now, the last year or so, whose lyrics are not political, even partially. It's really about boy meets girl. Is this something you're consciously avoiding?
I don't know about consciously. You know, when I write songs, a lot of times they're like Townes Van Zandt said, cloud songs. And I just kind of just reach up there. I hear the lyric, I hear the melody, and I just throw it on paper. And I'm lucky to be able to tap into some kind of consciousness. Sometimes don't give myself enough credit as a human being, like actually being creative and writing the stuff out. Because sometimes I feel like I'm really just, like I said, tapping into another, I don't know, it's like some other like universe or dimension or, you know, aura that's around me, but it's like there's melody and there's music flowing around me, and I can just tap in and pull it down and write it on paper, and it's just so fast that it doesn't really seem like it's happening from my mind.
Drew De France of the Little Rock, Arkansas band that sports his name, speaking with WGLT's John Norton. De France plays jazz up front Tuesday night.